And we're going to be having a look here at how Padre Pio prepares for war. We can easily ask, what, a priest going to war? Is that even possible? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And we ask you to stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession can do for you. And please help us with our apostolate. You can do this by subscribing to our channel if you have not already subscribed. And during the month of November, if you subscribe to our channel, then your intentions will be included in next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. So please do go ahead and subscribe and click that reminder bell too. Now, before we begin, we can easily ask, was Padre Pio for war? Or was he against war? Or did he just accept that at times this nasty reality just comes along in which we have to be able to protect our loved ones and our businesses and our means of survival made possible through the country in which we live? And the time period in which this is set is 1915, and Padre Pio has now been called up for military service to Benevento, to the town of Benevento. And what we really want to do is look back on how Padre Pio felt about this. And the year before, Europe had just gone to war. They'd entered the First World War. It was a terrible war. The war to end all wars, they said. And did anything good come from it? And there's a correspondence going on between various other friars. Padre Benedetto, he begins with, was very concerned. And he wrote a letter to Padre Pio asking him for any information. So Padre Pio had these prophetic gifts, and so Padre Benedetto wanted to know if Padre Pio could foresee anything of how this situation in Europe was now going to develop. And Padre Pio's answer to him, while not very explicit on what was going to happen, certainly did have quite disturbing notes to it. Padre Pio said, "Let us pray with confidence to our Heavenly Father that things go well, for the situation is getting worse. And if He, that is God, does not remedy it, the development will be quite terrible." That's his general overview of how the war may turn out. And another time, Padre Pio, and this time it was Padre or Father Augustino, they continued this theme. And Padre Pio replied to him, showing how close these events were to his heart. Padre Pio says, "The horrors of this war worry me greatly." This he wrote to Father Benedetto on the 27th of May in 1915. He continues, "My soul is haunted by extreme despair. I did prepare, but that has not stopped my soul from being engulfed in terror and despair. It is true," Padre Pio says, "this war will in fact bring a salutary purification both for Italy and for the Church of God." So somehow he's seen something good coming out of the situation of war. "It will awaken in the Italian hearts the faith that is now hidden and asleep and suffocated as if by a sick will." It's almost necessary this war has to happen in order for the Italian hearts to wake up again. "He, God, will sprout wonderful flowers in the Church of God in this almost desert dry soil. But my God, before this happens, we still have to face such trials. We must go through a complete night enveloped by the thickest darkness. Never before has our homeland experienced such a night." He's talking about the First World War, how terrible it is in fact going to be. And then just 4 days later, this is the 31st of May, he sent a somewhat more patriotic letter, this time to Father Augustino, in which he agreed that if he was called up, he would have to go. "These hours that we are living through are terrible," he says. So far, we have been following this painful war for a year from a distance. And we are all called to fulfill the painful duty that war imposes on those who hold constitutional authority, that is the government, and direct the destiny of our homeland. And we must all do our duty, Padre Pio says, to the best of our ability. With calmness and courage, we accept the command that comes from above. And when our fatherland calls us, we must hear its voice. When this call imposes difficult tests on our hearts, we take it with resignation and with courage. And it seems Padre Pio went through a time of spiritual dryness, of drought, but he did not complain. And on the contrary, he just endured all of this because he knew what was going on in the dramatic situation of the war. So he was very well aware of what was happening throughout Europe. And then on the 20th of June, Father Augustino wrote, "Jesus does not allow me to feel any spiritual refreshment in this great hour for Italy and for the whole world. It is true, in this time of mourning, there is not a soul that can experience a single moment of joy. It applies to whether they on the battlefront or if they're sitting at home watching the war. No one could experience a moment of joy." And these may sound somehow admirable words or noble sentiments, but the reality of war is different. And Padre Pio knows this very well. And particularly for Padre Pio, in his physical state, in his mental state, we have to remember now he's spending long periods of time where he cannot even eat. But especially if he had to go to the army in these times of war, he knows that for him, for Padre Pio, it's going to be a hell on earth. And so Padre Pio wanted to avoid this imminent danger, if at all possible. But he also sees that somehow in God's greater plans, these things can bear fruit too. And we do encourage you once again, if you're not subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. And particularly in November, we have this offer where we'll include your intentions directly in Padre Pio's Mass if you subscribe. And also like our video and share the video with your friends and colleagues.